episode is sponsored by Raise Tech, end-to-end IT solutions for your business growth.
This episode was hosted at Rocket Software Space. Modernization without disruption.
Hello, everybody. Welcome on the Agile Couch. Today with us, we have Jovardas. Hi, Jovardas.
Hi, Simai.
And Jovardas is an experienced engineering director working a lot these days with cloud platforms. Jovardas working is right now, if not mistaken, in SendCloud.
Yes, that's correct.
As a head of platform.
Yes, that's the formal title.
That's the formal title, of course. And I think Jovardas has lots of experience over his career working within different companies, organizations, helping to build the teams, build the engineering setup, as well as to run the business for the companies. So I've been in various different positions and roles overall.
Yeah, you have some gray here already.
Of course. That's not that visible through the camera, I think.
Ah, okay.
So it's all fine. But today with Jovardas, we met to dig deeper a bit and discuss around autonomy. As mm-hmm. autonomy is usually something that many organizations want to have great autonomous teams. But at the same time, with autonomy, you can get lots of different challenges and things that not necessarily always help. So we met today just to discuss around this, mm-hmm. share different experiences, and Jovardas has many, many things to share as well, I'm sure, for this experience. Therefore, we'll chat and talking about autonomy in general. Why do you think autonomy is so much wanted thing? Like all the companies seems like they're seeking, let's have autonomous teams, let's have autonomy, and teams want to be autonomous. Why is that? Why it is mm-hmm. that everyone wants autonomy?
In my view, at least, it seems to be like the main driver is to enhance the speed of delivery and not to have blockers, not to be dependent on someone. So especially if it is more like about the product development and feature development, as we usually say, it's exactly autonomy is being perceived as something that we can provide you higher velocity, higher speed, delivering features faster, getting more like dependencies on one team rather than just on multiple ones and so on. So at least I believe that's one of the main drivers or expectations. Of course, there are more like things, but in my view, that's usually mainly the speed of the delivery.
The speed. Yeah, I agree that for organizations, it's most likely the speed. But if we would take it from teams' perspective, mm-hmm. why teams want to be autonomous, and they usually say, we don't have enough freedom, there is a structure, someone is not allowing us, mm-hmm. why it is good for the teams, or why teams do find it attractive?
Again, it's most likely dependent on also different teams and different maturity of the teams. I am more of a believer that it's about also the ownership. So if the team can own the things and be responsible and accountable for the things that are being delivered by the team, that is also another maybe ingredient outlining the requirement for autonomy and to have that decision-making power, the direction,
yeah.
and other things. So at least to me, it seems that usually teams want to have their clear view of what we want to achieve and to be in their hands on what we need to deliver. And then usually a lot of gray area between that wide expectation and maybe also some of the horror stories sometimes which might end up in the fat autonomy. So it's not like only black and white, it's most likely just different shades of gray.
Yeah, indeed, I completely agree. And talking about autonomy, the fun fact is that I was as well a bit researching what do we have about autonomy just on the internet, what are the articles about and different things. Mm-hmm. So it's like majority of the things are written about how autonomy is great and how it helps, but it's very rarely visible what are the challenges that autonomy brings by itself. And actually that's quite interesting, because everyone seems like we are seeking for autonomy. We want mm-hmm. autonomous teams. We want self-organized teams. We want the teams that has ownership. Mm-hmm. We want teams that can make quick decisions and deliver fast, but at the same time, what's the price of it, so to say, what you can get out of it. Mm-hmm. And when autonomy actually hurts. So just from your perspective, what is the, most recent or the oldest memory that you have around autonomy within organizations, or what challenges it might create?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you are right, Simei. So usually a small like also like having an advertisement of some product being advertised, so autonomy is also quite powerful marketing term, I would say. And it's not that I don't believe in that. I also believe autonomy is great. It just has a lot of different strings attached, or maybe asterisks added, like, you know, additional terms and conditions. So if we start more like from individual team member, like you initially mentioned, or like team itself, it's pretty clear, you know, that teams or individuals want to have a decision power. All of us usually, you know, consider our freedom when we can, you know, be in charge of our like direction or goals or destiny, if even can go wider. However, at least also based on my maybe experience working in different teams, different organizations, and also different level of maturity in organization, you don't have those teams and autonomy in vacuum. So it's more like that. It's not only one team being autonomous, it's multiple teams. Additional things also depend on how organization is doing, how big the teams are, what are the goals and drivers of the organization. Is this organization in startup scale-up or like already well-established company phase and so on. So all those things contribute to what autonomy means, and sometimes it is more maybe an ingredient to the success story. Sometimes it might end up also a bit of the challenging story. However, it's not about autonomy per se. It's more like exactly, so what is the environment? What is the context? What is the maturity even of the team members, right? What is the maturity of the managers and all the things, right? So if you just would read autonomy by means of theoretical terms, it really is appealing. While maybe implementation in reality is exactly that makes it much more interesting and enjoyable, challenging, whatever you will name.
Practical over view over theoretical view. And but from practical view then, everyone wants to have autonomy. As you said, it really depends what autonomy means within different environments and more mature organizations naturally. Mm-hmm. I assume now might have a more chances to have a better outcomes of autonomy, mm-hmm. while more less mature organizations, they probably have more challenges having that autonomy. As you mentioned, there are multiple teams, and those teams most likely need to do something together to achieve joint effort within the product. So what's usually not that nice or not working that well if there are two teams, those two teams are working independently with each other. Mm-hmm. They are not even collaborating, so to say, or they are collaborating, but they're two environments of autonomy.
Yeah, so in like very distilled case, that would be exactly the picture. However, what I usually also want to mention, and also especially where maybe also to some extent platform teams also come into the play, it's more that those multiple autonomous teams have still some questions related to their features or like the service or product they do own. So it's more like, you know, what about the scalability requirements? What is about the maybe, I don't know, operational excellence? What are our support terms? What are our maybe SLAs for one or another part? And especially if as an umbrella is company which is offering that outcome of those, you know, autonomous teams that we deliver and result, you know, to some customers. I don't know if you can expect that based on the different features, you know, companies providing very different kind and type of product and conditions to the customers, right? So it's not like necessarily saying, oh, this team autonomous, we don't, I don't know, for example, don't have enough experience in incident management or change management. So that means they will cover that at some level. Another team might be more experienced, right? And maybe will add more like emphasis on that part. Other things that are coming for cost efficiency and ever like, you know, improvements and so on. These are the questions which usually you need to address, or at least, you know, to get there with the teams together. And again, like I mentioned, it depends also what are the experiences of the team members, right? So if you have also the team members definitely also having a big initiative, right? Will to deliver. However, if there are also some misalignments or maybe not covered, not answered topics by the company itself, but maybe left for the teams. So it's exactly what does it mean, you know, definition of done, right? So what is our appropriate speed of the delivery? How do we align and even which is usually much more challenging, especially if the company is creating the autonomous team, but the product itself is still maybe bundled together and features are connected by means of different dependencies, so we can call it monolith architecture part. That is another ingredient, which I would say, you know, you can have autonomous teams, but if you have some monolithic dependency where all the features and everything still are connected, you cannot really have that full autonomy just because you are still dependent maybe on the system architecture, what you have, and so on. So these are different ingredients, right? Like I say, you know, it depends on case by case basis. So I'm not saying that there is like a silver bullet or holy grail to make that part, you know, autonomy completely successful, or what is the definition, you know, of successful autonomy. These are more like evolutionary items, at least in my perception.
In your experience. But I completely agree. And one of the things you mentioned is, as an example, reliability, or one team has more experience handling, working with incident management resolution. One team has more, other team has less. And at the end, so we are doing it differently. It means that one part might be not that reliable, and the other part can be much in a better position and shape. But that's the challenge. We cannot have just one part running probably properly and the other one.
Unless it is officially stated by means of the strategy of a company, right? So of course, in theory, at least I haven't seen that in practice, right? But in theory, you can say that company can say, okay, you know, our feature or service A is much more important, right? And that takes, you know, all the priorities and precedence and everyone like,
and we don't care about
service B. Others like, you know, as long as we run, that's good enough, right? However, usually if it is the situation when there is a question, do you need that secondary or like not mandatory feature and other things, right? And another part is always like continuous discussions on the priorities and alignment, right? So product versus technical part, right? So product and feature-driven organization is usually oriented into the execution and the speed of execution.
Well, maybe natural.
Primarily, if you are in scale-up phase, or it's more like already maturing your frameworks, processes, or okay, guidelines, if we don't want to go, you know, into the completely bureaucratic sound of the processes, but it's still like, you know, alignment and what do we expect, you know, for all the teams to have there. And also ending up also to what level autonomy still benefits company, because you can have completely autonomous teams even by means of maybe change management and even saying you can evolve, every team can be completely evolving on all those processes. But then usually comes the question, at what cost, right? So what is the cost of similar, right? You know, and does it, you know, contribute to the value driven organizational goals? Or is it more like, you know, that we can do it, but not necessarily, again, being in the most efficient way. So usually, at least in my experience, that moment comes also in the company, right? So once you are maybe in the very early stage, you can do whatever freestyle because you want, you know, to deliver features and maybe to attract and to be visible in the market. However, once you already got that part, right, and attention of the market players, the bigger your clients are, usually the bigger the requirements come, right? And then into the play comes also security items, which probably everyone is aware, especially in the products offered, you know, to the external companies and especially SaaS offering. So all those things right now, again, security, scalability, reliability, and so on, gets into the formula. And then it raises the question, so what would be the best thing for the company to do? However, usually it's not something you can leave behind and to say, oh, let's ignore it for another year or so.
That may be a huge cost, as you said, because if we're already starting up and teams do not care and we don't care, there is no alignment on that part, then might be huge losses and big disasters. But okay, reliability, scalability, you mentioned security. So for sure, alignment probably, or not alignment, autonomy does not necessarily mean always that we can leave these parts aside and say for each team that, or for each part of the organization, you decide. There needs to be some kind of alignment. That's what you probably mean by saying that.
Yeah, so autonomy at one on every level, right? Or maybe guidelines agreed, you know, to all the teams, right? Across organizations. Sometimes some of the companies have more like principal engineer, like chapters or like architectural, okay, let's call it boards, right? That also drive some of the direction across all the teams.
Alignment, you know,
to align or to follow and so on. And that's another also ingredient into that formula and recipe, right? So if you don't have good alignment, maybe at the higher level across all the technical engineering teams, and you leave it completely unmonitored or unowned, that usually is a big challenge for all the autonomous teams to align across all the remit, just because those teams are oriented usually in the feature deliveries, right? So it's not necessary even enough experience, neither even appetite, you know, to do all that, let's say, alignment, commoditization across different teams and everything. So it's a bit of also maybe backfiring that autonomy level, right? If you expect when you know good alignment across everyone. So then it's also the question is at what level it happens, right? So are you like completely in freestyle expecting that at some point all the teams will come to the same synchronization? Or maybe, you know, company needs to have some kind of like, you know,
structured direction,
synchronization clock, right? And frequency, you know, to be introduced across all the teams. So mainly just teams can get into that sequence and to have the same frequency on the, on the deliveries, or maybe on the things we do things and maybe priorities and other like matters.
Talking about synchronization, I just remembered one of the recent cases I've seen. Yeah, which is quite funny, but at the same time, maybe a good example of what autonomy could cause. So in terms of synchronization, you mentioned, let's say there are a number of teams within the organization. They're quite autonomous. They have all the freedom and they can do whatever they need to deliver the product, because company is product focused, that's completely fine. But at the end, what happens is that there are different technologies being used across. Not completely different, but at least some of the frameworks within the technologies. And the other part, which is more funny, probably different CI/CD tooling to run the product, to deploy the product, which, you know, then it creates a lot of chaos. We need to support all of these toolings, even though the beginning teams build those, but then someone needs to support. And yeah, let's say usually it's somewhere between the DevOps engineers. And in the engineering teams, but it makes lots of challenges. Like each tool is different, the setup is different for such a small scale, couple of teams.
Yeah, that's more like maybe, as I call it, a bit of the horror stories or side tracks, you know, and similar one. And even once you are mentioning DevOps team or SRE team, right? It's also like, in my view, very important also to ensure if you are moving into the autonomous teams and like feature autonomy direction. Also, it's very important then to ensure that ownership and accountability within the remit of that team, right? So it's more like, you know, more like, as it is called, single-threaded ownership. So I personally don't really believe in the model that you have autonomous teams that maybe develop business feature, right? Or like product. However, then for supporting all the other things, right? It's my, like, you know, you have some other teams. Sometimes it gets into the, some organizations like, oh, we have DevOps layer or maybe like a SRE layer, which is more like horizontal layer across, right? So it's more like perceived to have the teams which will bring order. I don't think, okay, maybe in my career, it was no successful implementation, if I might call it this way, right, of that model. Just because then usually it raises the question to what level you have an ownership and accountability, if it is more like an autonomous feature delivery versus, again, you know, some of the gatekeepers protecting, let's say, production, right? And for you also having some, I don't know, operational readiness and other things, right? But then again, it breaks the autonomy part because we started originally, right? Maybe the main driver for autonomous teams is the speed of delivery. However, if you end up with a speed of delivery to some extent, right, but when you cannot release something into the production just because you introduced some stage gates, that's, again, in my view, like negative or like not necessarily the right path, you know, to end up. And then again, raises the question, right, so how we still align across the teams, give that autonomy to the teams. However, maybe with some, let's say, rules of the game introduced still across the company, right, or at least, you know, saying this is like, you know, everyone needs to follow. So be it like, CI/CD tooling, right? And there were like standardized things that, again, it's the same can be about, you know, where do you keep your repositories, right? Is it GitLab, GitHub, or similar, like, you know, things?
Such
and also
small things, but makes a huge difference.
Independently, we are going, right? So it's still more like maybe a bit alignment. And it comes not only because of that being more efficient, again, it's about cost, right? So maintaining multiple systems, paying for multiple systems. Maybe at, you know, individual team level, it's not visible, but usually then on the organizational level, or at least not the technology organization level. You usually also then
someone
see that,
that
very
cost.
Very obviously, right? The costs where you then say, okay, are we cost efficient, right? How can we do still things, you know, still not necessarily blocking the teams. However, at the same time, keeping in mind that it's also about maybe the cost, right? along with maybe speed and autonomy.
Yeah, within those small pockets, as you mentioned, the autonomy or the inefficiencies and the cost might not be that visible. Well, then someone looking broader perspective might see, oh, we are in a really crappy situation and what we could do about it. So it's about that alignment and direction. And you mentioned an example. There is a term, you build it, you own it. But there is something we discussed sometime previously about short-lived teams. What's your experience within short-lived teams and having that autonomy? Because it's really attractive, it's sexy, because I can do whatever I want to, or I can join the team that is building something really nice, but it's just for a short term, for that mission or project.
Okay, yeah, so this one is also like very, very appealing, and at the same time also like a bit of a luring topic, I would say, right? So the main question, even if you have mission or project or delivery team, is are we clear who will be owner of that, you know, product or final result one another team is delivering? And if the question is more like, you know, at the organizational level, at the team level, we don't know who will own it, but now we know that we still need, you know, to develop something and to build it, right?
Yeah,
so it will be another stage, right? No, so it's more like, you know, saying, oh, now we are more maybe in the design and build and maybe delivery phase, right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
we will see someone, some team or whoever else, right, will be responsible, like, you know, polishing it up, making it, you know, scalable to the level it is expected for customers and other things. So if it is this way, I'm really skeptical about the success or efficiency of similar product, because usually the assumption that some team will own it ends up that some team says, no, we don't think we can own it, or we don't know, we haven't built, we haven't built that product and other things. So from one perspective, I'm more like a supporter, or like at least understand the direction that you can have mission team, but if mission teams builds that product, most likely maybe that mission team then turns into the, let's say, product team, or even if it is like, you know, mission being, you know, maybe providing some standardized product or service across all multiple teams, maybe this team can turn into some platform team offering the service to internal teams. Or maybe that mission team can be more like a subset of a particular product or service team, which already knows that they are going to own it, but maybe for that delivery, you need some more versatile team, right? Now, maybe multiple qualifications, which you don't have right now within the team, but once delivered, it's clear that you are going to disband the team and it will, you know, blend again into the permanent maybe activities and the landscape. However, I'm also very, skeptical about maybe temporary teams like mission teams being constructed of the teams which are more like permanent. So permanent mission teams, right? So it's more like, you know, the same subset of the people saying we are a mission team, and now we have exactly the same subset of the people delivering one mission, and then we are going to deliver another mission. So mainly,
just
as I say, you have more like, but when you have more like, you know, the team which is primarily concentrated only on missions, and it's usually the same DNA, the same size of the team and other things, which is more like, you know, that you have permanent team for the temporary course, then again, it usually raises the question, so is similar mission team then the owner? And accountability level for the success of the product, is it mainly measured only, you know, to the speed of the delivery, or how you then ensure, again, that single-threaded maybe ownership, making the product or service which was delivered a success? I'm not saying it's not possible, but I would say there are multiple question marks. What is the definition then, right? At least, again, in my experience, usually this is more like that tiny line which breaks that, maybe sometimes the illusion, right, that mission delivery was already that we delivered some product, and then, you know, that, I don't know, profitability of that product, or even, you know, usability of that product is question, you know, for other teams to answer.
But it's usually very hard.
It's
not fair at the same time. What's important, then it requires really handovers. And what handovers, why they are not good, because you cannot cover everything, and there will be situations where someone will need to help to resolve, and if we have those, that's the problem probably that needs to be resolved or thought of before going in there rather than left at the end. That's what
at least being very clear, right? And it's also, we don't need, again, forget also the motivation of the people. Of course, everyone, or maybe I believe, you know, majority of the people are interested, and engineers primarily go into the difficult, complicated technical solutions, right? And more like, you know, concentrating more on the technical challenges. Difficulty, right, and challenges, right? And again, when the question comes, if you have within organization permanent similar mission team, which always gets those, let's say, interesting deliveries, right? What is the perception of other team members who are working maybe in different teams and they are not part of that so-called permanent mission team? So it's again, the question is, so how to keep also the motivation contribution and the best knowledge and competency sharing on the deliveries? I'm more like of the advocate saying that when you need to know together then the best for that particular mission, people from different teams for that temporary delivery, of course, being sure, like I mentioned earlier, how it is being owned, who is owned, and so on.
How
and then maybe having
like
the best of the best you can get for the delivery, ensuring, you know, the product is as good as it is, but not necessarily depending just on so-called special team, right? You know, or SWAT team, which is always
special
the
forces.
Same one, right? So you can have SWAT teams, but this also, in my belief, needs to be also temporary teams, right? SWAT team can also be gathered based on the specific requirements, not always saying that we have so much universal team members who can deliver whatever you would come with. It's more like, you know, what you need, you know, in order to make that effective and efficient. So.
Yeah. The more autonomy you give, probably within that perspective, the more challenges it might bring. And that alignment upfront is probably crucial, because otherwise, at the end, there will be a house. Who will own how it will look like? But autonomy, from what you've mentioned over this couple of minutes already, what I've heard, it's all about as well, how are we aligned? What's the direction? Do we have the needed skill set? What's the maturity of the teams, organizations? So it's not just autonomy as itself. There are lots of different parameters within the function that you need to think of how these small things will actually impact the end of this equation, whether we are autonomous or not.
It's exactly, at least this is how I see it. So it depends on the much bigger subset of the different variables, like you mentioned, and it's just stating, oh, autonomous teams are always going to shine, right? Or it is like, you know, the direction for success and other things. If it is not clear, you know, at what point of organizational life or like, you know, development phase and what kind of the team members you have, what is also like, you know, the competency, is it like very young team, you know, with maybe majority of the team members who are maybe in their first employment in your company, right? And maybe they still need, you know, a bit of more experience and other things, you know, to be efficient, because also we need, you know, to be effective and working shoulder to shoulder with each other, right? And again, you know, maybe you are depending sometimes on the external resources, right? Like, you know, contractors, freelancers, which is also makes it even more challenging, I believe, you know, in quite a few cases, that part, especially if organization is not providing that gluing piece of what you expect.
Absolutely.
So these are the parts, like, you know, yeah, so it's exactly, if you would say autonomous teams in vacuum, the critical ingredient for success, I would say, no, it depends, right? It might be, it might not. Again, is there some universal rule you would say, oh, please follow A, B, C, D, and you will get that, you know, always successful? I also not the one who believes in that. It's more like about, so what is exactly the situation? What do we have here? You know, what are the challenges? You know, it's, and exactly what was different things, right? You know, alignment across, like, you know, different teams. Do you have maybe good, maybe platform guidance, right? And the agreement, you know, on the ownership. What is the expectation of the company goals, right? Is it primarily still like, you know, being fast, right? Is it still more like maybe getting into more reliable stage? So it's all those things matter. And I think that when every company develops its own path to success, however, I still, as well, I need, you know, to repeat it, I do believe in autonomy, right? So it's not for me saying, oh, autonomy will not work. I'm just saying that
it might
hurt. Yeah. So sometimes that autonomy backfires in unexpected ways, especially if, you know, you haven't foreseen or haven't maybe invested enough time for the cross-functional alignment in the organization, right? So if that autonomy would be, you know, let's do a freestyle, each team, you know, can go whatever we want, at some point it still gets to the topics, right? You know, oh, maybe it's not efficient enough. Oh, look, you know, it's not maybe maintainable enough. Oh, look, it's too buggy. Oh, look, you know, the feedback from customers is not, you know, as you've been expecting, oh, look, it doesn't serve the purpose because maybe we have forgotten something which was not like naturally maybe assumed, but in reality, it was not the case.
We haven't checked that. But what comes to my mind regarding autonomy, there is a saying, with more power you get as well, more responsibility. And the same is here, probably the more freedom you feel you have in terms of autonomy of how you work, what tooling you use, what's the approaches, more probably you need to be responsible. And that comes back to the things that you mentioned at the beginning. It's all about maturity. So probably what my assumption right now, I wonder what you think. I believe that if they're a really mature team, if there is a one at least mature team within the organization, that team could have more autonomy compared to what others might need at the moment, because they will think about much more different things, perspectives, how their actions are impacting others, the whole organization. So probably as well, it is not like you cannot measure autonomy, of course, that easily, but within different teams, there will be different levels of autonomy that teams can get as it grows with their maturity naturally. Probably there's a more confidence from leadership within the teams. The skill set are being as well developed. So it's not as well straightforward. You have the same line of autonomy across all the organization. Or do you see it somehow?
Yes, to some extent, if we are especially more like, you know, talking about more like feature teams, like, and we once like, you know, getting that autonomy level and maybe each of those teams, you know, having their cycle, then I still would see, you know, at least, you know, something, be it like the organizational, more like, you know, technology, architecture, like system, or maybe platform alignment, which is more like a bit of the keeping the pace, what is the bare minimum for you to have, right? I don't necessarily see that option very easily, you know, saying, oh, one team is completely in house mode, right? Only like, you know, trying to form the team and, you know, everyone is not aware how to do it.
Yeah.
And we have another team, which is like almost nirvana state, right? Completely autonomous, but very mature, you know, with well-developed, I mean, alignment processes or guidelines and other things, right? And you have exactly that huge delta, like, you know, there. So it's more like then about the question, so what is your, at least, you know, baseline that you believe you would need to reach? Again, this baseline is not necessarily also pushing, you know, that most advanced team down, but at least, you know, ensuring what is the bare minimum, right? So, and this bare minimum maybe can be the option coming, you know, from having also platform teams or like, you know, gluing that together. But it also comes even in the platform perspective, by the way, right? I don't believe in complete autonomy, especially of the platform teams, because platform teams, again, in my view and also in my experience, are the ones who need to help and develop and accelerate what those feature teams need.
They set some kind of baseline, so to say.
Yeah, so it's very, or maybe it's having a common ground across different teams. However, it's not, I think it's especially dangerous, right? If you would get extremely autonomous platform teams. Oof. That would be even much more
maintainability, I would imagine.
Bigger impact, you know, in a negative manner, I think, you know, within organization, because the platform is, of course, my maybe remit, right? And other things. So this is where I see also platform is exactly more like, you know, to glue the things together. So if the gluing part goes completely, you know, sideways, then you have nothing to glue, because, you know, there is no one like, you know, who trusts or believes your glues.
Yeah.
Like, and if you just say, oh no, we are maybe much more mature, you don't understand what you need, or similar ones, that usually even creates a bigger challenges, right? When also feature teams might say, yeah, but when we don't think that we need what you are delivering, be it for different reasons, is it because, like, you know, it doesn't serve the purpose, or you can call it, oh, maybe you will realize that in 1 year. I don't believe in such things, like, you know, saying you don't know what you need, I will give you, right? So if there is no, like I say, need for your solution, and it's not clear why one or another team needs something to be delivered, you can deliver masterpieces, but if there is no demand even in the market, right, even not in the companies, right, sometimes you can say, oh, the product is too early. You need also, you know, to take into the consideration what is exactly needed, what are, you know, the pain points, and then, you know, maybe to deliver what that you think will help, right? So it's not like just saying, Simas, here is headache, painkiller, right? And you will say, yes, I don't need it. My head doesn't hurt. And they will say, no, you don't know it yet. Like, oh, yes. So something like that.
Talking about painkillers and what's needed, what's not needed. How do you think? So what is the successful recipe to have that autonomy at the same time have alignment? How to balance those two to get into the right place?
Again, it's maybe one of the recipes. We'll repeat, right? I don't see that always you can say there is a silver bullet, you know, to get it there. But I think exactly the recipe is still, even though you have the autonomous teams, still alignment and a bit of the maybe best practices sharing and other things need to come across all those teams. So it's not necessarily as a must with every team member. It's more like about the organization to realize how to ensure that part. In some organizations, it might mean, you know, maybe at the technical lead or engineering manager or like a similar level, right? Sometimes it is being brought into the different layers, you know, maybe one administrative layer, still a bit of the aligning, right? Mm-hmm. Between engineering teams and product teams. And at the technical level, maybe your lead engineer, staff engineers, principal engineers of the different team still also agree and have some, you know, synchronization layer, which provides a bit of the, let's say, umbrella alignment, right? So to some extent, I will not be maybe much criticized for that, saying that I still believe in autonomy within a bit of the defined perimeter, right? So it's not necessarily saying, you know, autonomy is, you know, from completely there to there, but it's more a bit about the guidelines and some of the perimeter agreement, which needs to come across all the organization, and then defining that autonomy level. So it doesn't sound maybe very, again, attractive, a bit of the regulated or coordinated autonomy. But again, it's not like, you know, breaching the, mm-hmm. the will for teams to be autonomous, but it's a bit more like, you know, just saying, let's organize our autonomy, right? Yeah. So autonomy doesn't mean house, right? So autonomy is a bit in the organizational layout. So that's maybe the part. And if autonomy looks like house, I think it's already like a bit of the planning to fail, you know, at some point, right? Maybe not in the stage A, but most likely later, that will still pop up, right? And it will be also backfiring. And again, what is the risk appetite of the company, right? Do we want also to learn everything by our mistakes, and it might be the path maybe? And another part is, do we want maybe to avoid some of the things, you know, coming, which you can avoid if you invest a bit more time before it comes?
Again. But failure is fine, probably depending on the level of the failure.
Oh, yeah.
Not every time failure is nice. If we're losing huge amounts of money or, I don't know, backfiring us a lot, then that's not nice. And once you said about alignment, autonomy needs some kind of structures or perimeter, you know, what came to my mind, it's like if you're on a survival trip, mm-hmm. camping or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Within a, I don't know, group of people, within your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You still need some kind of agreement. How is our structure looking? What we're going to do? Who's building and responsible for the camp? Who's hunting for the food and so on and so forth?
Mm-hmm.
How that will look like? So it brings some kind of structure, perimeter for survival, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you have a chance as to do the work as you wish, mm-hmm. until we are agreed what's the final look, where we will eat, where we will sleep, how it will look like. So I think that what I'm saying, that in within the natural world, even though we are enabled to be the decision makers every time, everywhere,
mm-hmm.
outside of working environment, there are still some factors that we need to think of and to align with others, because else it's really chaos.
So it's more like also being mindful about the ones around you, right? So be it teams or be it individuals, right? So even like that survival, like, you know, camp or whatever, like, example you use, right? So if someone just comes and says, you know, I don't need to bring anything, right? I'm just like looking for the good time, and I was expecting others will take care of everything, right? Uh-huh. So that's, I think that is exactly that negative side, right? You know, they are, however, as long as every single of us, you know, individual, let's say, members, right? And and bodies will also think not about himself, herself, but wider, right? And you also will think, what do I need to do in order, you know, also maybe to be useful, or maybe I will be impacting you. And I will be mindful about that, and I will be also responsible and accountable there, then it will be exactly that ingredient for success.
Ingredient for success. And that's very well said. It's not about us, but it's as well about our awareness about the environment we're in.
Yeah, that we are not in vacuum. We are still also interconnected, even though we might think differently,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
But we still impact, you know, each other, teams impact, you know, each other and so on. So, and it's exactly about that. Positiveness and alignment.
You shared a lot of different perspectives and angles, and well, you as well shared what's the successful recipe. It's not that straightforward and simple to have it in place.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the awareness and understanding where you are might help you to reach the goal that you're reaching for, as well within the autonomy. Even though it sounds like a very sexy term and everyone wants it.
Mm-hmm.
It might sometimes hurt, and at least be aware about these cases and don't lose that.
Yeah, I hope, exactly. To be mindful about what it can backfire you, right? So it's not only about that, only the positive things, but it's also a bit more realistic and alignment there. Hopefully it can lead everyone, you know, maybe, of course, paving their own path mm-hmm. into that autonomy journey. However, it means, you know, it has also some straight turns, you know, and maybe sharp corners and other things. So it will not be just, you know, highway to paradise. It will be a bit of a bumpy road. But yeah, definitely it's the direction.
Thank you, Yovardas, so much for sharing your experience. And within this time, it was really nice to chat with you as always. Hopefully
thank you, Sima, also.
It's time to modernize without disruption. It's time to solve the most complex IT challenges. Time to meet the evolving needs of the market. It's time for Rocket Software.